You know, once in a while I come across these things that I just kind of become obsessed with, and that happened to me on Monday. So I go to Soma Cura, which is an amazing yoga studio on Grand Island. They're going to be advertisers on Kiss 98.5. We're so excited.
It's in the Tops Plaza on Grand Island. And you came back talking about, I had a fizzy drink and it was awesome. And I don't know what it's called. So,
well, after the
took 2 days to figure out what the fizzy drink is called.
Experience at Soma Cura. But I'm telling you, so I have this drink. Mm-hmm. And so, by and large, I grew up on soda, diet soda mostly. But I like that fizziness. But I know it's not, like, great for you. So I always drink water and stuff. So I'm always kind of looking for that way to replace that kind of taste or whatever. So I have this bottle of something that they give me as I'm leaving. And at first I was like, nah, hold on to it. But then I felt like drinking it. And then I couldn't stop myself because it was so good. And I'm all about healthy things that, I don't know, kind of balance your body. And that's exactly what it did.
So it turns out this product has a name.
It does.
Not just the fizzy thing they gave you at the yoga studio.
And so this is a local business that just started up in November. And Todd just stopped by the studio. Bootleg Bucha is what it's called. Hi.
How are you?
I can't believe you do this.
Yes, it's new in Western New York, but it's been going on for, it's over 2,000 years old.
What is Bucha?
It's kombucha, right?
Kombucha. Kombucha is a fermented tea with origins in East Asia. Goes back 2,000 years. It's great for your body. It's great for energy.
Healthy, light, carbonated beverage. That's the part I loved. Slightly tart and full of probiotics, digestive enzymes, vitamin B, amino acids, and antioxidants. All the things I love. And it really does. For somebody who's got gut problems, because when we talk about the gut, does this help them?
Exactly. And that's why this company exists.
What's the story?
My personal story, my business partner's got another story, but about 5 years ago, I healthy, skinny, fit, everything was great. I'd eat everything on the table, and then all of a sudden, I would eat a sandwich, and I'd feel like I'd be miserable. I'd have indigestion, heartburn. So I tried everything. I was eating six Tums a day, Rolaids, all that. And I came across this, and I had the same experience.
Yeah.
I couldn't get enough of it. That was 5 years ago.
So, Todd, this is what settled your stomach and made your digestion sort of happen again?
Exactly.
Okay.
That's so fascinating. I know so many people that need this. So I know that you carry this at places like Soma Cura. You carry it at the Lexington Co-op. Where else do you carry this?
Right now we're at Tops in East Aurora. Next week we're rolling out to another 10 to 12 Tops.
Oh, good, good.
We're at the Washington Market. We're at Flying Bison, 42 North.
And how should somebody be drinking this? Like, should they drink it before they eat a meal, after they eat a meal? When is a good time?
Well, it's really meant to be a natural supplement. So it's not before, after. It's whenever you want it.
Whenever you feel like your body needs it.
Yeah, and if you eat something, a heavy meal, have one after, but you don't need to.
It's got a fermentation to it. Like, you taste
yummy.
That fermentation. There's no alcohol in this, obviously. That's not part of it.
There's under a 0.5% alcohol.
Oh, there is?
Yes.
And that's part of the fermentation process.
Part of the fermentation.
Do I need to be worried about that?
You'd have to drink a lot to.
Okay. I'm going to be good with one, right?
Yeah, no, I did it. I didn't notice any kind. I guess with fermentation comes alcohol.
It does say right here contains a trace amount of alcohol.
Correct.
So for somebody that is staying away from alcohol, you want to stay away from this. But in general, the way it made me feel as a supplement, as a drink, was amazing. And I can't believe this is another local business. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
And tell me about the other owners. It's you.
Myself, Jeff Emperick, and Heather Lucas.
Awesome.
We're all grown up Western New Yorkers.
Buffalo born and bred?
Yep.
I love that. And there's different flavors that represent different things?
We have different flavors. We have done in the last year about 50 flavors. We have about 8 to 10 at a time at our shop on 1250 Niagara. But we have like 6 flavors that are common.
Do you rotate through new ones and try them out?
We have about 5 or 6, 7 that are there all the time. Mm-hmm. And then each week or two, we'll throw out a new flavor, and it might
give me the craziest one you've come up with since November.
Well, so we did a batch of hurricane. So based upon New Orleans.
Like the hurricane drink?
Yeah, the hurricane
drink. Oh, nice.
Drink.
Cool.
We had that special order.
Add a little something to that?
It's still sticking.
Oh, good.
It's passion fruit, mango, and lemon.
All I can say is whatever the kombucha does. I am sold on it because I'm a green tea fan. Do you know if it speeds up metabolism at all? Because I know there's a green and black teas, but does kombucha also do that?
Yeah, it's great for your metabolism. It's changed my life.
Yeah. Wow. And so I'm so proud of you. I can't believe you guys do that. That's fantastic. Well, good luck getting in all the stores. I told you, call Dan Gagliardo from Devolio because I think he should carry it too.
Will do.
I love the idea that here in Western New York we're reaching to try to make everybody as healthy as possible. This is an amazing drink.
Where will I find it at Lexington? What is it in the cooler?
It's in the cooler, right?
Okay.
On the end.
Right.
Like
when you walk in near the vegetables or in the back to the left?
No, you walk all the way past the vegetables, past all the grocery, the last aisle.
Gotcha.
This is like drinking Reddit. It's awesome. This is great.
No, isn't it so yummy?
Yum.
Yeah.
Bootleg Bucha.
Bootleg Bucha. It's kombucha, so very yummy to try. 840 at Kiss 98.5.